The Robber Barons, Jay Gould and the New York Elevated Railroad. In this one, we have Mr. Gould taking over the New York City Elevated Railroad by his usual tricks, and at the same time, fleecing a gentleman known as the Silver Fox. Well, Jay Gould, alone in his citadel, which of course is the Western Union Building, he managed his great telegraph combination while also extending his network of railroads through the heart of the United States. But this restless opportunist always had his hand on the pulse of the market. Gould exercised a remarkable control over the press through the Associated Press as well as through the New York World. It published whatever news or opinions he wanted. He scanned the telegraph or manipulated it as an open book to all sorts of secrets. Gould was a director of scores of corporations, and he had spies and agents everywhere. So anytime Gould wanted, he could take a break from his grand plans to play in the small game as well. One day, Addison Kamak, that's Gould's broker, came in to tell him that his new enemy, James Keeney, was very overextended. Keeney had made his first, big money in mining stocks in San Francisco. And now he gambled on mines, railroad stocks, lard, opium, and fast horses. At the moment, Keeney was attempting to corner the entire U.S. wheat supply. Gould and Kamak mounted a devastating bear raid, selling everything that they held of Keeney's businesses. That's the Silver Fox. Suddenly, banks became timid to loan money to Keeney. Brokers began demanding higher margins on his money, in other words, more money down in order to buy on credit. Loans he held were suddenly called in, and Keeney, who had grown to believe he was infallible, was shorn of $7 million and bankrupt. Although the Silver Fox, as Keeney was known, had learned a terrible lesson, he would return from bankruptcy over and over and over again. Jay Gould in 1881 soon found a new golden opportunity to battle for. The city of New York was developing its first rapid transit system using steam-driven elevated railroads. You have the Manhattan Elevated, and the other company was the New York Elevated Railroad Company. Gould decided he had to gain possession of this new economic prize. His exploits to own the New York Elevated is considered his most brilliant gambit of his later years. As usual, Gould studied the situation in great detail and concluded that in order to buy the properties cheaply, as he did the Western Union, he must harass and block the present management at every turn, and he must convince the owners that their investment was a ruinous one. So first, Gould attacked the Manhattan Elevated through the courts, and this procedure was followed day by day in his newspaper. On May the 18th, 1881, Attorney General Ward, acting on information he possessed, appeared before a justice of the New York Supreme Court and asked leave to begin a suit on the behalf of the people of New York to annul the charter granted to the Manhattan Elevated Railroad. At the same time, the New York World, in its editorial and financial columns, carried on a tirade against the existing owners, suggesting, first of all, that the company was actually insolvent, and second, that the company's directors were guilty of conspiracy. In the meantime, over the telegraph wires, that, of course, Gould owned, garbled messages and strange rumors were circulated in every direction. Manhattan Elevated stock, which had been selling at $57 a share, soon fell to $29, although the company was in perfectly good financial shape. At this point, Gould and associates, Russell Sage, began buying the company stock while the attacks from the New York World and the Battle of Writs and Injunctions took place and kept the company stock price weak or at reasonable levels. In Gould's office at the Western Union headquarters, Judge Westbrook of the New York Supreme Court, he of course had been Gould's legal counsel at one time, prepared a petition in bankruptcy for the Manhattan Elevated Railroad. But once Gould's party had taken control of a major portion of the company's stock, the price then began to rise. And then the company was suddenly proven to be sound and solvent after all. After a five-month campaign against the Manhattan Elevated Railroad, the New York World reported on October the 18th, 1881, quote, Manhattan Elevated opened the day at 45, sold down to 37, and closed at 43. The recovery followed the announcement of an agreement between the elevated companies. We have never believed, but the man who would rescue these people, who has the brains and the means to make the most of it, and of course is Jay Gould. Jay Gould was now in charge of the Manhattan Elevated Railroad, which owned the first two elevated railroads in New York City. So the power of the press in the hands of a single individual was pretty effective. And the same old business of having enough money to buy stock and lower the price and then buy it and gain control continues to be pretty successful. Unfortunately for Gould, at this stage in his career, he's going to make some enemies. He's already made one. The Silver Fox is not going to forget what he did, and he will eventually come after Gould and try to do him in as well. And he's also in this business of taking over some of these companies. Gould runs into a couple of people who initially helped him and then suddenly have a conscience attack and decide that they want to do something better. So that's going to lead us to some interesting things here towards the end of Jay Gould's career. He's not invincible, but he has plenty of money, and it will not outlast him, and neither will it outlast his family. Now, the sources for this, The Robber Barons by Josephson, America in the Gilded Age by Cashman, and The Age of Moguls, The Story of Robber Barons and Tycoons by Holbrook. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question. Leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out the souvenirs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us with a donation or subscribe. Thank you very much.